It's time to take a look at harness racing with this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. A pleasure to be here as always.
And straight off the top, Amanda, we've had word through that Frith has been retired.
Yeah, just news broke through just moments ago that Frith has been retired. I haven't been able to confirm the news with her former trainer or owners, but just seeing some tweets, Chris Barsby, a renowned race caller, tweeted that she's been retired. So, you know, she's done a fantastic job. She obviously won the Ladyship Mile a couple of years ago. She earned over $1.1 million in stakes, won 39 races in a 63 starts, and went close to breaking 150. She went 150.1. So she's got a pretty stellar record to take to the breeding barn, if that's the option that which you think the owners would be taking with her.
What would have been one of the highlight races that that she won through her career?
Look, I'd definitely say the Ladyship Mile. That was and she ran second in this year's Ladyship Mile too. But you know, as a young horse, she was very, very dominant. She won many feature races. She won the Breeders' Crown. She won feature races over in Western Australia. Like she was a very well-travelled mare. But yeah, probably yeah. She's so dominant. She won the Bathurst Gold Tiara as a 2-year-old, and you know, so she's raced since she was a 2-year-old right through. So, and has been that consistently good ever since, you know, from a young age. Mm. So, won the Victoria Oaks. Yeah, she's got a heap of feature races next to her name. So, but probably her biggest win was in the Ladyship Mile back in 2016.
Well, you mentioned Bathurst there, Amanda, and last Saturday night was the big Gold Crown Gold Tiara finals night. And we had some interesting results, probably none more so than the 60-1 shot getting the Gold Crown with Jeff Simpson aboard.
Yeah, so that was the most popular win of the night, Simon. So Jeff Simpson's horse, Cast Along Shadow, won the Gold Crown final, and it provided Jeff with his first Group 1 winner. And it's remarkable. Jeff also part owns this horse, and he trains him and drives him. So, you know, that's the remarkable thing about harness racing. You can be the breeder, you can be the owner, you can train the horse and drive it as well. So, it's what's even more remarkable about this story, Simon, is Jeff actually drove in the inaugural Gold Crown final 31 years ago. So it's been a long time coming to win this race. He trains, or if you call Lithgow locally, it's only an hour or so out of Bathurst, but he lives in Lithgow, and Bathurst is his closest track. So it was considered a local victory on the night as well.
And there was an almighty roar from the crowd when he saluted there. I think a few people must have taken the 60-1.
Yeah, most definitely. So, it was funny. You know, as soon as horses turned for the home straight and the favourite, Divine State, dropped out of the race, and, you know, the race sort of become anybody's race after that, the crowd, there was an enormous roar from the crowd getting involved. And, yeah, it was certainly, you know, you go to these race meetings, and with these feature races, there's always presentations after the race. And you know, some people, you know, they scatter off and don't stick around for the presentation, but everyone stuck around to watch Jeff Simpson collect those Gold Crown trophies.
And just on the favourite Divine State, was there an issue with the horse?
Yeah, there was. So he was the odds-on favourite for the Gold Crown, and he dropped out at the top of the home turn and finished seventh. He wasn't beaten overly, like, too far, but the horse didn't go as what connections expected, and stewards did receive a report from trainer Shane Tritton that after, you know, having extensive tests on the horse, it was found that he had a bacterial infection and the horse will now be spelled. So subsequently the horse will be stood down for 28 days and will have to complete a trial and produce a vet certificate before he races again. But I caught up with Shane Tritton on the night after the race actually, and yeah, he just said the horse wasn't himself. You know, usually he's really fidgety, but he just stood there with his head down, and you know, straight after the race, he didn't recover very well, which some listeners might have heard with Greg Hayes and Shane yesterday on the pace. But in saying that, the horse did come out really hard and ran some pretty fast quarters first up, and hopefully that this that run didn't set him back too much, and he'll be able to come over this infection. But, you know, the Tritton Camp, they did get success on the night. They won the Bathurst Gold Tiara, which provided Chris Geary his first Group 1 winner. So that winner was My Sweet Chili Filly, and she clocked 154.7 around Bathurst. So that's an unbelievable time for a two-year-old filly on a 1,000-metre track.
Were there any other standout performances on the night around those two Group 1s?
Yeah, most definitely. So Don't Think Twice, she won the Tiara last year, and she came back to win the bracelet on Saturday night. She was a very strong performance, and she's been very strong this season. You know, without winning every race she goes in, she's been producing some really tough efforts. They also had Cyclone Kate. She won the Mayor's Cup. She ran a pretty slick time. She went 154.5 for the 2,200 metre trip. Then you had the Chalice Final was won by Atomic Red. So that was a popular win as well. And he's been racing sensationally. And they also had their first trot race at the new track at Bathurst, and first raced over the 2,700 metre trip, and that race was won by the Benchmark, who's trained and driven by MJ Howard. So yeah, obviously that was a track record because they've never raced over that distance before. So yeah, a few firsts there on the night.
That was the first trot race at Bathurst, whatever.
No, well, on that new track, I'm sure back in the old showground they would have had trot races way before my time. But on the new circuit, definitely the first trot race there.
Okay, there you go. Now, this Saturday night at Menangle, the Group 3 Rod Fitzpatrick Memorial, one of the feature races, and the favourite is this Beach right here. It's an odds-on favourite at $1.75.
Yeah, so continuing on these juvenile feature races, and yes, the Gold Crown winner, Castle Long Shadow, he's in this race as well. He's drawn barrier one, and surprisingly, he isn't the favourite. As you just mentioned, it's the Craig Cross trained This Beach right here. And Craig Cross's horse, he's had three starts to date. He won his first two starts, and he had his first two starts down in Victoria. And then he finished second to Divine State in the Sapling Stakes at Menangle back in February, when they ran that Australasian record of 151.6. So, yeah, it should be a really good race. There's also markets open for the free-for-all race at that meeting, which is race 5, and Craig Cross has the favourite in that race too. That's Mark Doro. So he opened up at $2.20, Simon, and now is in the $1.95. And, yeah, this horse is certainly, he put it all together to win at Menangle a fortnight ago, and he was just beaten the start before that when they went 150.7 over the mile. The second fave for this race is Mr. Brazil for Michael and Vincent Langdon. This horse, he's had three runs back from a spell now, Simon, and has looked impressive with each one. He won first up and has finished a couple of thirds since then, and in some pretty slick times too. He finished third to Tiger Tara last week when they broke 150. So, yeah, that looks like to be a good race as well.
And this Friday night at Tabcorp Park, Melton, we've got a couple of New South Wales horses heading down for the heats of the Victoria Oaks. Race caller Anthony Manton's got his filly heading down, Angel in White.
Yeah, the aptly named Angel in White. Obviously, Anthony is on the Married at First Sight show. But look, yeah, it's a big night down at Melton this Friday. And yeah, Angel in White, she's in the first heat of the Victoria Oaks. And she won for her connections last Saturday at Newcastle. It was a pretty easy win. Other New South Wales horses in that heat include, she's a Sharpie, and she's actually part owned by Canberra Raiders skipper Jared Croker. And she's fresh from winning the Young Oaks a couple of weeks back. So, yeah, she's been racing really well. But, yeah, both these fillies will have to face Victoria's very classy filly in particular, who's the favourite for this heat. But in the second heat, New South Wales filly, she's All Apples. She's the favourite. And she got a well-deserved win at Menangle last week. She went a career best 153. But her form prior to that, this preparation has been really strong. So I think she'll be hard to beat in the second heat of the Oaks.
Now, the Sundowns Gift Trotters free-for-all is on Friday night as well on that card, and I'm Thunder Road's lining up.
Yeah, and he's the favourite for that race too. I was a bit surprised I didn't get a chance to catch up with Darren Hancock, who trains on Thunder Road, last week, and they had the Keystone Dell Cup at Menangle on Friday, and I thought, oh, I wonder why on Thunder Road's not there, but there he is. He's popping up in Victoria, and there's a few trot feature races coming up now down there, so he's probably going to turn his focus to that. But, yeah, this horse, he's bounced back to win his last two starts, which included the Grand Prix at Melton a couple of weeks back. So, yeah, he deserves his favouritism, I think.
And over to Sunday afternoon, there's a Carnival of Cups meeting in New South Wales at Armidale.
Yeah, the tab.com.au Carnival of Cups keeps rolling through, and it's up, still up in the northwest, and it's Armidale's turn. For unfortunately, fields aren't out yet, but there are four main features on the program, including the Golden Horseshoe for the three-year-olds and also the Armidale Cup for the fast-class horses. But, yeah, it's a huge weekend coming up in New South Wales, Simon. We've got a huge meeting at Wagga on Friday, and then later in the night there's a parks meeting. Then we move into Saturday where we've got Menangle and Newcastle, and then, yeah, Sunday with Armidale's Carnival of Cups.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much for your help this week, Amanda. Always good to talk to you. Enjoy the week ahead, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Will do. Thanks, Simon.